Tell us about Julie, who you've got here.
Julie's fairly new with us, so I was anxious to see how she did on an outing today, and she's doing great. She's a 9-month-old, probably purebred poodle, miniature poodle, but no guarantee on that, but she looks very poodly. She's gray, and she has the cute floppy ears and all the typical poodle fur and all of that. So she's really, really sweet. She probably weighs maybe 12 pounds, I would say, and just in good health. She's had all of her vaccinations. She's had her heartworm test, and it was negative. She'll be getting microchipped, and she has her spay set up for next week. So she's going to have a really busy past week as she came in to us, and then she'll have a busy next couple of weeks while she finishes up all of her vet work. But she is precious, and the foster says that she's just been a really easy girl to have in the foster home too.
Well, she's got a really, really easygoing demeanor and is completely relaxed here.
Doesn't
in the studio just cuddled up with you, very happy to be held and be petted on. And you also mentioned to me that Julie has a brother, too, who came
in
with her.
She does. He looks very much like her, a very typical miniature poodle, about the same weight, and he's solid black instead of the gray. So both she and her brother will be officially up for adoption in the next week, and so we are accepting applications at any time. But we've got to get their photo shoot done, so we'll be doing that in the next few days. And so people, if they want to wait and see the photos on our forthepets.org, you're welcome to do that. Or if there's somebody that you think you'd really be interested in adopting, you're certainly welcome to go ahead and put in an application. And our application forms are also at forthepets.org.
Mm-hmm. Now, you all kind of go through spells of having lots of puppies and lots of dogs. What's
Absolutely.
The current status?
Well, we've adopted out about 25 in the last like 3 weeks, so that's been huge. And then the rescue came and took several about a week and a half ago. So we don't have as many adoptable dogs right now, but we do have some in the wings waiting to come up. We've got a mama dog that has 3-week-old puppies, and there are 10 of them, so wow. They'll be coming along shortly. And then we learned of a litter of 5 that are just about a week old this past week, so they'll also be coming up. So it does come in spells, and right now we're in a little bit of a lull, but as I said, they're certainly coming up in the wings for sure.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about now that we're kind of coming up on spring and temperatures are maybe going to be warming up a little bit soon. What all does the Humane Society have going on?
Yeah, it's event season. I think all the nonprofits certainly have event seasons, and March and April are that for us. We are so excited, though, because 2 of our March events are 2 of our favorite events. On March the 24th, Toyota of Murray is holding a cruise-in for the canines and felines, and so they, for a whole month prior to the day of the event, they have t-shirts for sale that are just the cutest design this year. They have t-shirts for sale for $10, and those are are available to anyone that comes into the dealership and wants to buy one, and all of the proceeds of that go to the Humane Society. And then this week is dog food collection week. So Helix Creative and Toyota have joined together on the t-shirts, and they're also joining together for a Stuff the Truck event. So this week is dog food, but I'm pretty sure if you came into the door with cat food, it would be okay too. So, and I think they're going to have a cat food week too. So we're looking forward to the big event part of it. On March the 24th is free microchipping. The mm-hmm. Toyota is actually sponsoring the free microchips. They about a year and a half ago, they had a dog show up literally in one of the bays at their dealership overnight one night in cold weather, and searched for weeks and weeks trying to find who owned him. And it really brought to their attention how critical it is for dogs that are cared for properly to be microchipped. Mm-hmm. And so they wanted to make sure that the cost of a microchip would not keep anyone from having their dog or cat microchipped. So they wanted to sponsor this free microchipping day. So it's from 10 to 2 on Saturday, March the 24th, at at the Toyota dealership. And it's quite the party, too. The radio station's there, lots of music, refreshments, photos with your pet. So a really fun sort of celebration of mm-hmm. pets, and then microchipping being the real focus.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a great opportunity to get something done mm-hmm. for your pet that you may have not yeah. done yet, or
sometimes
or
you just
been
put it off,
do.
You yeah. know, think, and then think, oh well, I, you know, I've got $10 right now, but maybe I need to go do this with it instead. And so there's a lot of things that just sort of get in the way sometimes, and mm-hmm. you'll obviously never find a better deal than a free microchip on March the 24th. So mm-hmm. we hope everyone will certainly take advantage of that between 10 and 2.
And then you've also got a Easter bone hunt
yeah,
coming up
that's,
as well.
I think that's our favorite regular event is our Easter bone hunt, because it's just what it sounds like. We have students at Callaway County High School in one of the departments there stuff the eggs for us with little treats. We literally just hide them, if you can call hiding laying them on the ground at the park, but we put the eggs out on the ground with the treats in them, and we have a big hunt area for the small dogs, another area for the large dogs, and the dogs go around on leash with their owner, and if they put their nose down to the egg, then it's theirs. So and it doesn't take long for the dogs to figure out that there's something good about these, you know, because mm-hmm. they can smell those treats. So we also have an Easter bonnet parade for any of the dogs that come in any kind of costume or Easter bonnet on. We have the actual event begins at 2. 2:30 is the Easter bonnet parade. 3:00 are the hunts. We have photos with the Easter bunny, and we do drawings for some Easter prize baskets. We hope that we'll have someone there doing nail trims for $5, because that's always nice to get something done that you don't have to try to do yourself mm-hmm. and have your dog's nails trimmed. We'll be microchipping that day as well, and then a little shop of collars will be there with their new spring line of collars and leashes and ID tags. So another really fun event, and hopefully the weather will be good, because we'll be at Central Park here in Murray. And if there's an absolute downpour and just storms, then we won't be holding the event, but we've been very fortunate so far, so hopefully our luck will continue, and even if it's a little chilly, we'll be able to still be out and have a good time with our dogs out at the park.
Yeah, lots of great stuff going on. Anything else you'd like to talk about, Kathy?
No, just want to be sure that people mark both of these events on their calendar, and then details on both of them are at our website at forthepets.org.
And you can find pictures of Julie coming up soon and her brother on forthepets.org, and as well as on our Facebook page later on today.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for being with us, Kathy.
Thank you.